الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا، إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Let us recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Sallim. Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, friends, and those that are listening over the receiver, one of the most effective ways of attaining blessings in our life, barakah in our life, is for us to serve our parents, for us to be humble before them, for us to be kind to them, for us to earn their du'as. A scholar once said, take the du'a of your mother, huwa ansaru laka min jayshin jarrar, it will protect you more than an army will protect you. So take the du'a of your parents. It will grant you barakah and blessings in your health, in your wealth, in your business, in your children, in your homes, in your deen, your dunya, and your akhirah. If you want the average, or if you want the normal procedure of success, then adopt the normal way. But if you want to fast track and expedite the rate of growth in your life, the rate of success in your life, then serve your parents. You will find that Allah will bless you in a manner that is unimaginable, inconceivable. And this is not my words, it's the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man ahabba an yumadda lahu fi umri wa yuzada fi rizqihi falyasil rahimah wal yabirra walidayh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, If you love that your lifespan be expanded, or that you may be remembered as a good legacy after you pass on, or that you want blessings and barakah in your life, وَيُزَادَ فِي رِزْقِهِ, Allah must give you increase in your sustenance and your provisions, then do two things. فَلْيَصِلْ رَحِمَةً, join family ties. And number two, وَلْيَبِرَّ وَالِدَيْنِ, serve your parents. So birrul walidain is a Quranic command. To be kind to our parents. Another phrase that Allah uses, wabil walidain ihsana. To be good to our parents with our heart, with our tongue, and with our actions. What is al-birr? The Quranic command to us as children. Albir is to recognize what makes your parents happy. What makes your parents upset is to recognize their needs and to follow through with their needs, to carry it out even before they instruct you about it. It is to recognize the comfort of your parents before your own. It is to be humble before them, to be kind to them, to serve them with humility and selflessness. That is al-birr. Al-birr is to constantly make dua for them. Oh Allah, have mercy on them just like how they had mercy on me when I was young. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. See what Allah does for you when you serve them. Haritha bin Nu'man, a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, participated in Badr, participated in Uhud. A senior companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narration says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell asleep one night. And he saw himself in Jannah. And he heard the recitation of the Holy Quran. So he inquired, who is this person reciting the Holy Quran? So they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is your companion, Haritha. Haritha is alive on earth, reciting the Holy Quran. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is echoing his recitation in Jannah. Allah is echoing his recitation in Jannah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَذَلِكُمُ الْبِرِّ كَذَلِكُمُ الْبِرِّ. That is how you do birr to your parents. That is how you are kind to your parents, serve your parents, like Haritha. Ulama explained that he would actually take the morsel of food and place it in the mouth of his mother. Feed his mother with his own hands. وَكَانَ أَبَرَّ النَّاسِ بِأُمِّي. And he was the most righteous son to a mother. What did Allah give him? Allah blessed him with his recitation of the Quran being echoed in Jannah. So Allah will open the doors of blessings for you. Just a few days ago, I was having a conversation with a person, and somehow we started speaking on the aspect of parents. In fact, he began the conversation. So he said to me, Mawlana, I'm not originally from here. 30 years ago. And he says, when I came here from the airport, I went straight to the masjid. He even mentioned the name of that masjid. He said, Mawlana, I stayed there for my first night. I came to South Africa with a few hundred dollars. He says that after 30 years, Allah has blessed me with so much of wealth. He used the word multimillionaire. He said, Allah has blessed me with so much of wealth. I truly believe that after it being the blessing of Allah, it was on account of me serving my father. It was on account of the dua of my father. His father was not well, but he served him diligently until the end. He took care of his father. He said, I would press the feet of my father. I would humble myself before my father. I don't possess a degree. I don't have any qualification. I truly believe that what Allah has opened up for me is on account of the dua of my father. Abu al-Fath al-Razi, a great scholar of tafsir, acknowledged by others in the field of tafsir as a great scholar of tafsir. He says regarding himself that kuntu fi baladi ray. I was in my city of Ray. And I was about 10 years of age, and my mother said to me that, oh, Abu al-Fath, go to the masjid, enroll in the madrasa or the maktab, the class, the halaqa, the circle of knowledge, and learn Quran. So I said to my mother, okay, let's go. So he says, I went to the masjid, and I joined the circle of knowledge, the circle of Quran. So the teacher asked me, recite Surah Al-Fatiha. So he says, فَلَمْ أَقْدِرْ مِنْ غِلَاقِ لِسَانِي. I was unable to recite because of some impediment in my speech. So the teacher said to me, أَلَكَ أُمٌ, do you have a mother? قُلْتُ نَعَمْ, I said, yes, I have a mother. He says, go back to her and ask her to make dua for you. What dua? أَنْ يَرْزُقَكَ اللَّهُ الْقُرْآنِ. Allah must bless you with the knowledge of Quran. So he says, I went back. I went to my mother and I asked her to make dua for me. He says, years later, I saw the dua of my mother materialize. Allah had blessed me with so much of knowledge with regard to the tafsir of the Holy Quran. The very same masjid that I went to learn Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah blessed me with an opportunity to deliver the dars of tafsir from the minbar of that masjid. He says, people would flock for my dars and my lessons. It so happened that that very same teacher who asked him to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, and he was unable to recite Surah Al-Fatiha when he was a young boy, that same ustad came to him. And he said, oh, Abu al-Fath, how did you acquire this knowledge? How did you come to achieve what you have achieved? That people are coming in droves to listen to you. He said, at that point, I felt like asking him or telling him, do you have a mother? If you have a mother, go and ask her to make dua for you. But he says, I felt embarrassed. And it was inappropriate for me to ask it. So serve your parents. Be kind to them. Lower your wing of humility for them. Be humble before them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of barakah for you. Barakah doesn't generally have to mean in abundance. Kathra. It means Allah will give you the ability to achieve more with less. To achieve more with less. So it's a promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of sustenance for you. Why are we speaking about this topic? Life today, respected elders and dear friends, has become very, very fast-paced. It's as though every single one of us is in a rat race of our own. It's all about material growth. It's all about instant gratification. It's all about superficial entertainment at the expense of our family. At the expense of our family. We don't have time for our family anymore. And most importantly, we don't have the time for our parents. Three aspects our parents need. To fulfill their rights physically, to be in their company, to serve them physically. To be with them emotionally, to speak to them, to be kind to them, to give them that emotional support that they require, the time that they want from us. And number three, financial. This is part of khidmah, part of al-birrul walidain, or birrul walidain, serving our parents. We need to see where we are falling short in terms of these three aspects. Physically, serving them physically. A scholar mentioned a few days ago to us, and he visited an old age home. And there was an old lady there, so he inquired about her. So the caretaker said to the scholar and this alim, she's been here for a few days now, 3 days in fact. She's been here for 3 days. Her children, plural, children came and they left her here. And they said to us, whatever it takes, whatever it costs, you keep her here, you look after her. Before we found, a single mother would look after 7, 8, 9, 10 children. She would soil and toil and slog from the early hours of the morning until late at night so she can feed her children. She can put clothes on their back. She can nurture them. She can bring them up. And I have witnessed it myself. Today, 7 or 8 children are fighting. You must look after mom. You must look after that. I don't want to do it. That is the state that we are in, unfortunately, regrettably. So this alim says, they said to me, the children said to me, whatever it costs. And that's not the sad part. He says that they said to the caretakers, or rather they said to their mother, Mom, you stay here for a few hours. We're going to shop for a few things. We are coming back. And he says, it's been 3 days, Maulana, they haven't returned. They haven't returned. The scholar said to us, he knows of a person who booked himself an Umrah trip. He booked himself an Umrah trip. But he booked his father in hospital for 2 weeks prior to this. Because he does not want to be at the service of his father. We are booking our parents in hospital so they are looked after and taken care of whilst we are going for Umrah. This is not birrul walidain. So we need to be there for them physically if they require us. Financially, we are buying ourselves the best of things, premium things, us, our children, our wives. But we are buying our parents secondhand things. We are making them suffice with the least that we can provide for them. I personally know of a person. He discarded his parents at an old age, when they were frail, when they needed him, purely because of the fact that his father did not leave behind any estate for him. Purely because of the fact that his father did not leave anything behind for his children. Why must I serve my father? He didn't leave anything behind for me when he's gone. There's no estate for me to look forward to. That is not albir. Birr is to serve them without expecting anything in return, to serve them for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is financially. Emotionally, they require our time to spend time with them. Today we don't want to talk to them. We don't have the desire to speak to them. We rather play a sport on Saturday and Sunday or go at some outing and leave our parents alone. That's what we have chosen to do. And what's our excuse? My father's very difficult. He's ill-tempered, he's short-tempered, he's always nagging all the time. Yes, they are going to become nagging. They are going to become difficult. They are in their old age. When they become frail, that's what they are going to do. Allah says, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'fin. In another qira'ah, du'fin. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'fin. ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة. Allah created us from weakness. Allah then gave us strength. Allah will then return us to a point of weakness. When we require the assistance, Allah make it such that we don't require the assistance of others. Allah don't make us muhtaj of anyone. That is the dua of our parents, our seniors, our elders. It's muhtaj of anyone. But Allah says it's a natural cycle of life. When they become frail and old, that is what they are going to do. They are going to become very difficult. A person said to me, Maulana, my mother is suffering from, I think it was Alzheimer's, or she's become very old now. She can move, physically she can move, but he said to me, it takes me about 15 to 20 minutes just to get her out of bed. Sometimes I become so frustrated, I want to say something, but I hold myself back. Because I know the status of my mother in the eyes of Sharia. When they become old, respected elders and dear friends, when our parents become old, that is when Allah expects us to show them the greatest level of kindness. When they become old and frail, that is our opportunity for us to earn Jannah. Our opportunity for us to earn the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should become patient with them, tolerant with them, care for them, just like how they did for us when we were young. They didn't become upset with us, discard us, regard us as something that is an inconvenience. They took care of us at their own expenses. They sacrificed their own happiness for us. There's a famous anecdote of a man and his son, an old man. So he was sitting with his son. So he asked his son, "What's that?" So his son said, "Dad, that's a crow." So he asked again for the second time, again for the third time, and again for the fourth time. So the son got upset. He said, "Hey, old man, what you keep asking me about that? I told you that's a crow." So he said, "Okay, son, go and bring my diary and come. Go to the lounge on that shelf, bring my diary and come." So he brought the diary. He opened the diary and told him, "Read from here, when you were 4 years old." He says, "When you were 4 years old, you asked me what's that 100 times. And 100 times I responded to you and I told you that's a crow. I didn't get upset with you." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soften our hearts towards our parents. At the very same token, respected elders and dear friends, I must objectively digress. And it's not the topic for today, obviously that's now addressing parents, but it's also important for us to mention this. Sometimes you might have your father who's difficult to live with, right? That's a challenge that you are facing. Maybe my father is good to me, my mother is good to me, but your father might be abusive to you emotionally, he might be manipulative, he might be doing all sorts of things to you or your mom. What are you required to do in terms of birrul walidain? Maulana, I try my level best. I do this for my dad. I do this for my mom. But she weaponizes the Quran against me. She's manipulative with me. She abuses me. She swears me. What am I supposed to do? How can I act or perform birrul walidain for her? How can I be kind to her in that situation? What does the Quran tell me? So Quran says that, or the ulama explained under the subject, that when your parents become difficult for you, Two things must always remain: ihtiram or ikram, which is respect. The boundaries of respect when you approach your parents, for them being difficult towards you, or abusing you, or mocking you, or belittling you, the boundaries of respect should never be crossed. Under no circumstances are you permitted to do so. Ikram must always remain. Ihtiram must always remain. And number two, khidmah must always remain. Even in that situation, when they are difficult with you, abusive towards you, if they require your service, you must be at their service. That is the position that they are afforded in our deen. Obviously, if they ask us to do something which is a ma'asiyah, a sin, going against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with respect, Dad, I can't do what you're asking me to do. You want me to backbite against this family member or this friend of yours? I can't do so. If they are asking you to do something which is of no direct benefit to them, respectfully, you can decline. If they are asking you to do something which is dangerous for you, harmful towards you, and no benefit to them, respectfully, you can say no. But under no circumstances are you allowed to swear at them if they are swearing you. Under no circumstances are you allowed to discard them because now you feel that they are an inconvenience to you. And even when you do approach them for something that they are telling you which is wrong, ulama explained, don't address them directly. Don't be arrogant with them. Don't show them proof from Quran and Sunnah. Don't show them how much of knowledge you have, or how much of religiosity you have. Do it with tafannun. Ulama say, do it with tafannun. Be tactful about how you do it. Use wisdom when you're doing it. At the same time also, I want to take the opportunity for addressing our parents and saying, don't let your ego get the better of you when your child is speaking to you. The other day I overheard a father, my son is useless, he's a useless chap. He doesn't know what to do. If we are going to do that to our children, we're not going to get birrul walidain from them. We're not going to achieve what we want to achieve with our children. Sometimes we become difficult with our children purely because of our ego. Our ego. Mother's beard didn't become white or gray just like that. I built this business from ground up. Now he wants to come with his fancy ideas and some strategy of his. He doesn't know how to do business. I'll teach him. He's useless. Because of our ego, we don't want to listen to our child, our son. When he's really trying hard. Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, a Nabi of Allah, two people come to him. And this incident is in the Holy Quran. Two people come to him. One was an owner of sheep, one was an owner of crops. He had land, so he had crops growing. So the two people came to him with a situation. What had happened is that the person who had sheep, his sheep went into the person who had crops went into that land and they ate some crops of his. So they came to Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Help us, assist us, what should we do? So Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam said to the person who had sheep, take your sheep and lend him your sheep. Right? Or rather, give him your sheep. Give him the sheep equal to the amount of crops that have been destroyed. Give him your sheep. Give him sheep to the amount of crops that you have taken from him, or the sheep have eaten. So Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam gave them a story. So now these two people are exiting his chamber. They come across Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the son of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam engages with them. He asks them, why did you come? What happened? So they told him the incident. So he said, okay, what did my father tell you? What ruling did my father give? He says, no, I must give him sheep equal to the amount of crops that were destroyed. So he said, okay, I have a better option for you, a better solution for you. Why don't you lend him your sheep? Lend him your sheep until such time that you can cultivate his crops again. Once his crops have grown and you can harvest the crops, you can take the sheep back.
So they said, okay. They went back to Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam. So they said to Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, look, we bumped into Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the ruling that he gave us. What did Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam say? Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam says, Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah that Allah blessed me with a son who found a better option and a better solution than mine. Praise be to Allah that Allah blessed me with a son who found a better solution than mine. And then he revoked his ruling and he endorsed his son's ruling. So many a times we are not listening to our children purely because of our ego. And we need to be very, very careful with regard to that. To the children, I say, if you are having a very, very difficult time with your parents, a few things. Number one, regard that as your test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, when you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will not ask you whether your parents fulfill your rights. Allah will ask you whether you fulfill your rights to your parents. That which is not Islam will tell you, discard them. Keep a distance away from them. Islam tells you, keep them close. This is the time for you to earn Jannah. This is a time for you to earn Jannah. So regard that as a test, and inshallah, Allah will grant you a lot of reward, a lot of thawab. You'll see it when your eyes close. Number two, remember your parents are human beings. Lower your expectations with regard to your parents. Your parents are human beings. They are going to make errors. They are going to say things which don't sit well with you. Love them for the pleasure of Allah. Don't do it for an ulterior motive. Love them, do for them, serve them for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِّينَ فِيَّ. My mahabba becomes incumbent and necessary upon the person who loves for my sake. Imagine, if we love our parents for the pleasure of Allah, the greatest accolade of all, we receive the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, adopt a forgiving attitude. Don't become arrogant with them. Don't become arrogant with your parents. Adopt a forgiving attitude. It's hard. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Holy Quran, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ. Hold firm unto forgiveness. Adopt forgiveness in your life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that, oh Jibreel, what is the meaning of خُذِ الْعَفْوَ? Adopt forgiveness in your life. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, صِلْ مَنْ قَطَعَكَ. Join family ties with those who want to actively break family ties with you. Join family ties with them. That is the meaning of this ayah. وَعْفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَكَ. And forgive those who have oppressed you. Forgive those who have oppressed you. وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكَ. And the third thing he says, that be good to those people who are repeatedly bad to you. Repeatedly they upset you. Repeatedly they break your heart. They shatter your hopes. They leave you with tears. Be kind to them. Be kind to them. Be kind to them. That is خُذِ الْعَفْوَ. Brothers, our parents are not our friends. They hold a high status in Islam. A sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, what is the position of my parents in Islam? He says, Huma jannatuk aw naruk. They are either your Jannah or your Jahannam. By serving them, you can make yourself worthy of Jannah. And Jannah comes at a price. And if you are disobedient to them, you will become worthy of Jahannam. Allah protect all of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Raghima anfu, raghima anfu, raghima anfu." Three times he addressed us and he says, "Woe unto that person, woe unto that person, woe unto that person. May that person's nose be rubbed into dust." As in, that person is humiliated. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it three times. Sahaba were perturbed. Ya Rasulullah, who are you talking about? Man adraka abawayhi inda al-kibar. That person who finds his parents at an old age. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the word inda al-kibar, at an old age. That is when they need you. Allah also says inda al-kibar, when they become old, when they need you. You find your parents at an old age. either one of them or both of them, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. And you don't use that as an opportunity to earn Jannah. You don't use that as an opportunity to earn Jannah. Brothers, we are looking for success in all other avenues. Different avenues. We want sustenance from here, we want to do this, do that. Those of us that have parents, Allah has given us a great key to sustenance, a great key to blessings, a key to Jannah. Let us use that to earn our Jannah, in this world and in the akhirah. For those of us who have lost our parents, either one of them or both of them, may Allah grant them the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus. What can we do? How can we be righteous towards them if we feel that we fell short in serving them? What can we do? A sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking the very same question. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, 5 things you should do. Number 1, dua. Make dua for them. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy on them just like how they had mercy on me when I was young. When Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu would leave his home, he would pass by the home of his mother. And he would make this dua for her. May Allah have mercy on you just like how you had mercy. First he would make salam. Salamun alayka. Peace be upon you, O my mom. May Allah have mercy on you just like how you had mercy on me when I was young. And she would make salam to him. And she would say, oh my son, may Allah honor you. May Allah honor you just like how you honored me at my old age. That's the first thing, dua, we should do for our parents who have passed on. Number 2, istighfar. Seek forgiveness on their behalf as much as you can. Number 3, infad wa ahdihima ba'da mawtihima. If they had any unfulfilled promises or some desire, some good intention, follow through with their intentions. Fulfill their promises. That is how you remain righteousness to your parents even after they have passed on. And number 4, join family ties with their relatives, their family members, your aunts, your uncles. And lastly, maintain the ties of friendship with those people who were their friends, with your father's friends. Be a close friend and a friend to your father's friend. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was going to Makkah Mukarramah. On his way there, he met a Bedouin. So he gave the Bedouin his turban and he gave the Bedouin a donkey, a conveyance. So those that were with Abdullah bin Umar, they asked him, that, oh Abdullah, you gave him a turban and a donkey. He's a Bedouin, he's a simpleton, he could have survived with less. You don't have to give him that. So he said, no. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best act of kindness that a son can do is to maintain the ties of friendship with those who were his father's friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Brothers, as I conclude, let us not forget the plight of our Muslim brothers and sisters in the lands of Gaza and Palestine. Whatever we can do, if we cannot be there physically, let us remember them in our du'as, assist them financially. If it is some form of boycotting that we can do, even if it is a targeted form of boycotting, let us do that to show our solidarity. And let not their plight fade away in our hearts. Continuously make du'a for them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded us that when one part of the ummah is in pain, the rest of the ummah is in pain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them ease, steadfastness, relief, and victory. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.